Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode. Tales from the Terror Dome. It's your boy, Dan. It's the off season. Not a lot going on at Virginia Tech right now. Spring ball just started. The women are in the WBIT right now, currently beating North Carolina A&T. Shout out to them, Bashel Tootin. But today, my guest, he's a Virginia Tech fan, but he's more than that. This man is multi-layered. He is an avid Bills fan. Lots of Bills content on his Twitter, Bruce Smith Bills. Check him out. Support the homie. Also has a sports podcast, general sports podcast, Talking Sports. Also the host of Providence POV because he went to Providence College. And he's a production assistant for NBC. His name is Peter DiBiase, not to be confused with the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. But he's in the building. My man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Appreciate you having me on. Funny that you mentioned that. I'm not a wrestling guy, right? So when I was growing up, teachers and all that kind of stuff would always ask me, like, over and over again, and I never knew who that was. And this is when I was, like, 7 or 8, and not a wrestling guy. It took me a little while to figure out who it was, but it's funny that you mentioned it because teachers used to, like, every year when I third, fourth, fifth grade, just kept mentioning it, and I had no idea who that was. But appreciate you having me on, my man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I've been following you for a while. The content is great. I assume the Bills don't pay you to do that, but like it is literally consistent and relentless, and I respect it because it's a lot of good stuff. Like you're on top of it. Like you're as obsessive about the Bills as I am, the Broncos, and I think just like the NFL in general. Like you are on top of the free agents, you are on top of the draft prospects, you are on top of everything.
Yeah, I wish the Bills paid me. I do it out of love. I love the Bills, even though they like to pain me towards the end of the year when they lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs. But look, I love free agency. I love the draft because I love college football and I love the NFL, and it's like a perfect mixture of NFL and college football content. So yeah, I try to stay on it as best as possible when it comes to the Bills. But no, they don't pay me. I wish they did. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Have you ever set a table on fire?
I've never set a table on fire. Jumped through a table when I was for my first Bills game in 2017 or something. But I've never set a Bills. I've never set a table on fire. But no, Bills fans get after it. They're awesome. It's one of those cool sports towns where everything revolves around a football team, right? Like mm-hmm. I live in Westchester, New York. So it's about an hour outside of New York City, and there's so many teams here. Like we have the Jets, the Giants, we have the Yankees, the Mets, hockey, you have the Rangers, the Islanders, like you have the Nets, you have the Knicks, right? Like, so there's so many teams you can pick from, but you go to Buffalo and every single store has something to do with the Bills. They're either selling a Bills snow globe or a jersey or a flag. And everyone say, if you have anything with any Bills gear on, you say go Bills to someone. So it's such a cool town. So if no one's ever experienced going to a game in Buffalo, it's awesome. I was at Bills Ravens playoff game this year, the divisional round game. And that was awesome. Right. And I think it's one of those cool sports towns. There's a lot of those, but I think Buffalo is one of like the few exceptions where it's just Bills. And if the Bills lose, everyone's miserable for a week. The Bills win, everyone's happy for a week. It's just like it dictates people's mood. It's hilarious. I love it.
Is that because the Sabres are just bad?
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah. Sabres. I don't follow hockey. I mean, hockey's like the least sport I follow, but I follow enough Bills people on social media to know that they also tweet about the Sabres and just have to check the standings. Sabres are, and they're run by the same people that run the Bills. They have the same owner. The Sabres owner started owning the Sabres. And then when the Bills were sold, he bought the Bills, and he does a lot better with the Bills than he does with the Sabres. But yeah, Sabres are so poorly run.
I've never been to a Bills game, but mm-hmm. from 2014 to 2020, like COVID, April 2020, I bartended at Dulles Airport, and every week on like Friday, I had by my like where my bar was in the airport, there was a gate, and it always had a 12:30 Bills flight, like or a Buffalo flight, and it was always full of like people going home for the weekend that were contractors or whatever in DC, or and they were all had like Bills season tickets. So I got to know like a ton of Bills fans just like pretty consistently just because of that reason. And it like literally great people. Like I definitely like one day I want to come up and experience that because one, there are some hokey connections there. You know, Tremaine Edmonds was there, Bruce Smith, and then the Broncos, John Elway just conveniently didn't draft Josh Allen. So there's that. We took
Tyrod
Brett.
Taylor played for the Bills for a
Yeah.
bit, a
And
couple years.
Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. Sean McDermott tried to screw him. I remember. But Nathan Peterman threw five picks in the first half and he was like, nah, man, we can't do this. But nah,
That was a mess.
if I want to, yeah, the Bills Mafia is definitely something I'm trying to experience in my lifetime.
No, it's awesome, man. Look, there's a lot of great football towns in the country, right? Broncos fans are amazing too. There was a lot of Broncos fans when Bills Broncos met in the wild card round this year, in Buffalo. There was a lot of Broncos fans at the games. So the Broncos, you guys have a great fan base as well. So
Yeah.
I wouldn't shut yourself short there.
Well, we're a little fickle. We will turn on you quick. At least from like, but we had a bad run. It was a bad run with quarterbacks, and well, Pat Bowlen died, right? And then we had been like the staple of consistency forever, and then he dies. His kids take over the team. The one's like hammered and on drugs all the time, like on Instagram, like just wilding out. And then like the others just had no clue. So like John Elway came in and tried to like right the ship, and he did win a Super Bowl, and we did well. But then it was like Peyton retired, and it was like 7 years, almost a decade actually, of just bad quarterback, bad everything. And then we draft Bo Nix, and I was a little weary about doing it, or we did it. I was like, I don't know, man. Like I liked him at Oregon, but I was like, I don't know about so early in the draft taking this guy. And then it was kind of like. First, then I got real excited about it. I talked myself into it. I was hyped. And
You always
then
do.
the first 2 weeks, I was like, oh no, like, what's going on? But then he got better and better, and he showed real good flashes against the Bucks. And then he just ended up pretty much taking off. And, like, I'm excited, especially with the way free agency has been this year with the quarterback situation. Like, I'm so glad we're not reliant on, like, an Aaron Rodgers decision or, like, having to go get, like, although he's fun, Jameis Winston or somebody like that. I'm so glad the quarterback position seems to be straight in Denver.
You don't win games in the NFL, or you don't make the playoffs every year, like if you're just signing free agent quarterbacks, right? Like, it's not really how you win. You have to draft and develop, right? And they tried that. You guys drafted Paxton Lynch, who had like that prototypical kind of Josh Allen kind of build at quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But I like Bo Nix. I think he's gonna be very consistent, right? Like, I think he fits exactly. I think Sean Payton kind of sees a little bit of a Drew Brees in him, right? Like, he's not gonna be like an elite arm thrower. Like, he's not gonna look like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, but he's going to do everything he needs to do in an offense and be consistent. And that was a really good rookie year from Bo Nix. So
Yeah.
sky's the limit. And look, the Broncos, yeah, you guys struck first in that game. Obviously, it just
Man.
didn't have enough just to keep up, but you guys made the playoffs, and it took you a
Yeah.
while to get back to where the Broncos were under Peyton Manning, and you hired the right coach. Sean Payton's a great coach, right? Like that,
Absolutely.
you need to get the right quarterback, you need to get the right coach, and then everything else kind of funnels around it.
Yeah, going into that Bills game, I kind of figured what it was going to be. So I was cool. I was like, we made like first year, you know, eating the Russ money, whatever happens, happens. Like, I just wanted to see progression from Bo every week, and I wanted good quarterback play. And I got it like
Yeah, you did.
98% of the season. So like I was cool, and I knew it was Josh Allen. Like he's a monster. And then the first deep ball that they connect on all year with Troy Franklin was happened to be in that game for a touchdown, and then I was just like, oh shit, let's go. But then it ended up being the way I thought it would go originally. So but it's fine. I like the Bills. I was so hoping y'all were gonna beat Kansas City. It was kind of funny. I had been campaigning for. I was like, "Yo, if the Ravens aren't gonna use Mark Andrews, let's bring him to Denver because we don't have one." And then he completely sold in that playoff game. But I felt bad for him. But yeah, man. How do you become a Virginia Tech fan or even a college football fan growing up in the Northeast, because I feel like that's dominated by like college basketball and the NBA and the NFL.
College basketball, professional sports, right? Like, I grew up, my mom went to Virginia Tech, and my dad went to Providence, which is, I went to, obviously I went to Providence, like you said earlier, but Providence doesn't have a football team. They have high bass D1 basketball and high hockey. Like, those are their two main sports. So my dad adopted Virginia Tech, right, from my mom. He became a diehard Virginia Tech fan, and he raised me and my younger brother as Virginia Tech football fans. So I became a Virginia Tech football fan, and I would say that was like the first sport, that and Providence basketball. Virginia Tech football and Providence basketball were the first two sports that I really kind of fell in love with when it came to sports. And those were the first two sports that I was super dedicated to watching at a very young age. Because, like you mentioned, I went to school with people, with kids that didn't watch college football. They do now because some of them went to like Wisconsin or a bigger school like that has football, right? But when I grew up, no one was watching college football that I went to school with. It was like I was like the minority when it came to that. And the only reason was because my mom went to Virginia Tech, and my dad didn't have a college football team, right? Because Providence didn't have college football, liked college football, and adopted Virginia Tech. And my dad became a huge Virginia Tech fan, and is the reason I'm a Virginia Tech fan now, because my mom didn't really push it on us more than my dad, right? But yeah, Northeast, man, like if you don't have a team, like if you don't have a parent connection, you don't have a team. Like, does that make sense? Right? Like, you're not gonna,
Absolutely.
I grew up in New York and I still live in New York now. You're not gonna adopt a team. Like, it's just not how that works, right? Like, even if you grow up somewhere in the South and you didn't go to that school, people still adopt whatever school you live closest to, right? Like, that's kind of a thing. It's similar to professional sports, right? You grow up in Buffalo, you're a Bills fan. You grow up in Pennsylvania, you're either a Steelers or an Eagles fan. But in New York, when it came to college football, no one was a Syracuse fan and no one was an Army fan. I actually went to Army football games when growing up. My uncle had season tickets, so I went to about four or five Army football games a year, right? So that was awesome because it's the military academy. It's a very cool campus. It's right on the water. Like, it's an awesome experience. That's not big time SEC, ACC, Big Ten college football. It's Army and people respect it. It's fun. And growing up, I loved it. But so I became an Army fan as well, and I still am today. But yeah, if you don't have a parent that pushes college football on you around here, you don't become a college football fan until you go to a school when you're 18, and that school is college football. So it's because my mom went to Virginia Tech and my dad adopted that team and rooted for it, and I started rooting for it too when I was younger. But yeah, it's hard. There's not a lot of college football fans around here. It's a really weird thing. That might not sound normal to you, but it's just such a weird thing.
Yeah, one of my buddies, he's from Connecticut, so obviously he's a big UConn guy. But he even follows UConn football, which is
Crazy.
crazy to me. But like he's like gung ho about UConn baseball, UConn football, UConn basketball, women and men's, obviously. And they've had a great run. But yeah, Army football, man, it's one of those things where like Bryson Daly made me a lot of money this year. Because I bet them every week, basically. And then it's kind of like when Army football is good. Like, it's great for football, I think. But when
Yeah, I
they're
think it is.
bad, nobody's really going to talk smack about it because it's Army. Like, you're not just going to be like, you're not just going to disrespect the
No,
cat. You know what
no,
I'm saying? So
no.
that's cool
Yeah.
that you got to go to those games. So you went to Providence, but was there like a part of you that was like, hey, maybe I'll go to Virginia Tech? Or did you always know that you wanted to go to Providence?
I always knew I wanted to go to Providence. I wanted a smaller school in the Northeast, and Providence is a little bit over 4,000. And I wanted a smaller school that has some sort of high level sports, either high level college football or high level college basketball, right? Obviously, if they have high level college football, they probably have some sort of quality basketball. But Providence only doesn't have football, so they offer high level college basketball, and I wanted something like that. Since I was little, I always grew up wanting to go to Providence, and it worked out for me. It's only about like a 2.5 hour drive from my house, so I kind of like that, not getting on a plane, which was always my kind of thing. And I wanted to stay in the Northeast, and I wanted to stay small, but I love Virginia Tech. The campus is awesome. I've been a handful of times. It's fun. But if I was going, like, I didn't apply to Virginia Tech, because I knew what I wanted, and every other school that I applied to and got into was similar to Providence in the size, like in the size and being located, right, like all in the Northeast. But if I was going to go to a bigger school, like a big time football school with more kids than 4,500 kids, Virginia Tech would have been at the top of my list. But no, just wasn't in the cards. I always wanted a small school for some reason, but small school that needed some sort of high level basketball, and Providence was kind of the one that kind of checked the box there. And I grew up, my look, I went there. I have two cousins. I have one cousin there right now. I have another cousin that just graduated. My dad went there. My dad's sister went there, and then my uncle went there as well. So I got
Legacy.
a lot of people in my family, my immediate family, that went to Providence. So I grew up with it a lot. So yeah.
Yeah, outside of this year and like only a couple of years that I can think of,
Yeah.
Providence has always been kind of like the model of consistency basketball wise. Like they've always been pretty good. Like it's never
Yeah.
been super bad.
Yeah.
Like very rarely is it super bad. It's not always amazing, but like they've had some really good years. I feel like it's always a solid watch.
Yeah, when Ed Cooley took over in 2011, took them 2 years, and then in 2014 they made their tournament, first tournament under Cooley. They won the Big East, and then from there until he left 2 years ago, they've been in the NCAA tournament basically every year. They went to a Sweet 16 under him, a couple round of 32s. Yeah, the last well, this year was bad, really bad. Last year they won 20 plus, they won 21 games, but just missed out on the NCAA tournament. So they were good, right? Like they were a good team that just missed the NCAA tournament. This year was bad. This was the first really bad year since probably like 2009, 2010. So yeah, Ed Cooley, before he left the Georgetown, and we don't really like to speak about Ed Cooley in Providence
Yeah, I
circles
was gonna say.
anymore. So this touchy subject for him. I was a senior when he left, and I remember when the day he left, and I remember what campus looked like the day he left. But he brought Providence back to what they were like under like Rick Barnes and Tim Welsh and all that kind of stuff, and obviously Patino back in the 80s, but we're going way too far back there. But yeah, they were a consistent NCAA tournament, a Sweet 16 appearance, round of 32 appearance, and then the last 2 years they were good. Last year they won 21 games, missed out on the NCAA tournament. Unfortunately, this year they were bad. So hopefully next year kind of goes back to 20 plus wins every year, which they've been doing for the last 10 years.
I'm a big college basketball
It's
guy.
awesome. It's awesome.
Like growing up, I grew up in Harrisonburg, Virginia, James
Okay.
Madison University.
Yeah.
So like 2 hours straight north of Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech basketball was never on television. They were awful. So like I had no exposure to Virginia Tech basketball. So I never grew up like watching Virginia Tech basketball. So it's kind of like Carolina was always on. So it was always like Carolina was on CBS or like Kentucky or Duke or like the big names, but I don't like Kentucky. I don't like Duke, but like I've always enjoyed watching with Carolina play basketball. And they've had some great teams. So obviously what Hubert Davis is doing now seems very unacceptable for like what I remember Carolina being, but
Yeah.
I mean they looked good the other night, but
They did.
yeah,
And
they got a
they barely snuck into the tournament, and that was a
yeah.
little dicey if they should have been in the tournament or not,
Yeah.
right?
But
But
when you
no.
win by 35, I guess it kind of silences the
Yeah, it
critics
helps
a
a little.
little bit.
Unless they lose today. Or do they play tonight? Yeah, they do play tonight, right?
No, they play tomorrow.
Play tomorrow.
They
And
play tomorrow against Ole Miss.
they
Yeah.
lose to Ole Miss, then the critics will be
Oh, yeah.
we're right back at. I think they beat Ole Miss, though. I do. I
I
think they
do
beat Ole
too.
Miss.
I think they're a Sweet 16 team, to be honest.
Well, the thing with UNC, right? Like, it's there's an argument. There's two different arguments when I think about it. Or there's two, like, if you look at UNC's resume, like they had one quad one win, right? And I don't think the bubble in general this year was really strong. Like, I don't think it was a strong bubble year, but like their resume probably wasn't an NCAA tournament team, right? Like, just to be completely honest, like they
Right.
probably shouldn't have been in, but that you could make the
I
argument they
agree.
were. Like, they weren't like a lock, obviously. But it's not, and now if people, and obviously if they win and they win a couple games, people are going to be like, well, they definitely should have been in. That's not the argument. Like, UNC has the talent to be a Sweet 16 team, right? Like,
Right.
we're not talking about a random team here. Like, UNC's loaded talent-wise. They just completely underperformed. So like
Every year.
I don't think it's crazy to think they're a Sweet 16 team, because I think they're just as talented as Ole Miss. right? Like I don't see a talent difference in Ole Miss and UNC. And then they would play who they play, Iowa State or Lipscomb. Like if they play Iowa
Yeah.
State, like there's not a talent difference between North Carolina and Iowa State. Like Iowa State had a way better year, but talent wise, I don't think there's a huge difference. They just underperformed, right? Like
Yeah.
so the Sweet 16 is 100% in play for UNC if they live up to their potential. Like it's
Yeah,
just they're so talented.
they have an ability every game to like play like they've never played basketball before in their life for like a solid 7 to 8 minute stretch. And it's like eventually it's like Hubert, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But I think he's got that GM coming in. Carolina, I guess their NIL was not that amazing. I think people think it's really great, but
Yes, I agree.
like RJ and Baycott and all those guys had major deals through other avenues,
Yeah.
like Chipotle, Outer Banks, like all that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think they only had like a $3 million NIL basketball budget or so. I don't know. It was dumb low compared to like what Duke was spending or what BYU just gave that kid coming next year. Gave him like $7 million.
Yep.
The
Yeah.
Mormons got money, man.
Yeah,
It's
they do.
crazy out there.
They do.
But yeah, the tournament, so far it's been pretty
Fair.
decent. It's been kind of chalk a little bit, I feel
Yeah.
like. McNeese
Clement.
State,
Yeah, that was cool.
yeah, then Clemson put up like 50 some points in the second half, didn't lo
That's still
lose by
lost.
two.
Yeah,
But I thought,
I'm going Saturday actually to
are you?
Providence because
Okay.
Providence is hosting a couple games. They hosted McNeese, Clemson, and then High Point and Purdue. And right now
Yeah.
they're hosting Kansas, Arkansas, and St. John's, Omaha. So I'll see on Saturday McNeese versus Purdue. And then assuming St. John's wins, St. John's versus the winner of Kansas, Arkansas. So I get to see two games on Saturday in Providence. So I'm excited.
I didn't bet that Kansas game because like I think Calipari is a good coach,
Yes.
but like, and Kansas should probably win that game, but they have not. They've been not the. They have not been the model of consistency.
Yeah,
Like I don't like they tend to drop bad ones in the tournament.
I took two bets so far. I've hit two bets so far today. I took McNeese plus 7.5, and then I took BYU minus 2.5. So,
I lost, so I hopped on the High Point wagon. I shouldn't have. They convinced me. I
they
was
were
on the
in the
Purdue.
game for a while.
Yeah, they were. I was on the Purdue. I was like, "There's no way they're beating Purdue." Like
Yeah.
Braden Smith, like they're not beating them. Like I don't care. And then I was on the Clemson train because they had a pretty strong year. I was like, ACC, Will Wade's leaving. Everybody knows what are they going to play like. And then I was on Louisville minus 2.5. And I even had said something in a group chat. I was like, Louisville minus 2.5 seems too good to be true. Something's going to happen in this game. And then they just completely didn't even show up. Like they just got dogged. But
Yeah, no. I look. It's March, right? Like crazy
yeah,
shit happens, and
that's why we love it.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to ask you because I follow Virginia Tech basketball from like a more broad perspective, right? Like I root for them, but like I don't follow them as much as Providence, and I know we're on the
Right.
topic of basketball right now. Do you like Mike Young? Like, what do you see with this program right now? With like, because this year was obviously wasn't
Yeah.
great, but I don't think it was supposed to be great.
It was
Like
not supposed to, I mean,
expectation wasn't supposed to be anything like spectacular. But like, what do we like? What do you expect next year? Like, is it like if he doesn't make the tournament, he's gone, or is it like not that expectation next year?
well, I think the quote was accurate. People thought we were going to be ass, but we were mid, but like, or we were still like, whatever Toby said that we made it to Bleacher Report and all that about how bad they were supposed to be, but they were still bad, but they were better than predicted. I think if Mike Young was on a team
Yeah.
with resources like North Carolina, he would be almost unstoppable with the way he coaches.
Yeah.
I think he's a great coach. If it's bad next year, I think he's walking away because he kind of even said, "I'm not doing another year like this." Like in his end of the like post game presser, last game he said, "I'm not doing another year like this."
Really?
Their money should be better. So I think they will compete. They compete for a different type of recruit. Like they're not competing with Carolina, Duke, those people in the ACC for the recruits. Like they're going after a different style, like a different level, different style of player. But I think if they can keep a couple of those guys and then add some pieces. I think if they can raise their talent, because they brought in some guys this year. One of them is Heiser Miller getting investigated by the federal government for the point throwing
Oh, jeez.
at Temple. And then what's his face committed to Virginia Tech and then left last second to go to UCF. I can't remember his name. It was a hyphenated one. But I think I think if they give him like $3 to $4 million, because this year he's probably working with like less than $1 million, I think that they could he can be middle of the pack to upper middle of the pack ACC. But it's hard to
I
tell
think it,
because
I think he's a good coach, though. I agree with you. I think he's a good, and most people that are like, I have my friends that are basketball fans, they think he's a good coach too, like that are not VT fans. I think he's a good coach. The NIL has to be like, you need a NIL.
You gotta have money now.
Like, it's just like, it sounds horrible, but it's like, if you don't have NIL, good luck. Like, you might have a good year because you hit a kind of like hit on a couple kids that you didn't expect. But if you want to like long-term success, you got to build NIL, and you got to make sure. And the football schools are going to struggle with that, right? That have, because a lot of like Maryland's dealing with it right now, and I know Kevin Willard has talked, who's the Maryland basketball coach, has talked about it. Like, and he's been rumored to go to Villanova, and he's been talking about like, we need more invested in our basketball program, right? And because they put money into a very average football program there at Maryland, and if
Yeah,
you go to
Locksley sucks.
If Kevin Willard goes to Villanova's going to put everything into basketball, right? Like, that's what they do. And that's why that's that appeal. Like, when you go to a football school, they have a ton of money, but how much money is going to basketball? And that's an issue at Virginia Tech right now.
It's so insane to me to think, like, growing up, like, Maryland was premier basketball, like, North Carolina was premier basketball, like, all these schools are putting so much money into football now and not seeing, like, Mac Brown didn't deliver at Carolina, really. He didn't for the money he got. I don't know what Bill's going to do. I don't honestly think it's going to go how they think it's going to go. I think it'll be decent. I don't think it'll be, like, record shattering. But then you got teams like Alabama that are always been football heavy and now, like, their basketball. Nate Oates is awesome. Like,
He's great.
I love that dude. And then, like, Kentucky football is getting better, but there's still a basketball school that I don't know if Mark Pope will be the guy long term. They have Kenny Brooks now. He came that he
He
came
came from
from
Tech.
Tech. Yeah, well, that's where we'll leave it at. But
Tech's women's program is very good.
I like Duffy.
And I know they
She
had a
beat
pretty good year
Gino.
for after losing Kenny Brooks. That's not a bad year to make the NIT. I know they should
No,
they have made
I
the NCAA
agree.
tournament, because I saw on social media people were
Ooh.
campaigning for them to make the tournament, and I didn't have enough knowledge on it to give an opinion. But what about you? Did you think they
Well,
should have made it?
it was between us and Providence, I think, to
Was
get
it?
in. I think so, yeah. Did Providence women's make it?
No,
No, so
definitely.
they just completely took us because that was the whole thing. It was like if like we're thinking Providence was going to be the last one in and we were going to be the first one out, but it ended up being not that. And I thought if they would have got in, they deserved to get in technically, considering the way like the everyone that left, Amore, Clara Strzok, Kenny, like Strzok's doing like TurboTax commercials now. Like they just got a program down there instantly in Kentucky. And
They got
then,
money.
yeah, she fought her ass off this year. The girls really are took that hard, like gritty, sweaty, defensive like approach. Like we're gonna gut these wins out. So if they would have made it, like it was the same way with Carolina. Like if they wouldn't have made the tournament, I would have been like, yeah, they shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if Tech would have made it, I'd have been like, yeah, they should have, but they didn't. And I'm like, well, I kind of understand that too. But yeah,
It
the
is what it is.
WBIT. When did it change to WBIT?
Say it
Do
again.
you? It's the WBIT now. I always just call it the WNIT, but I guess it's the WBIT now. I don't know.
Women's Basketball Invitational?
Invitational tournament. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but I don't know. Maybe they wanted
Jeez.
to differentiate.
I don't know. That's interesting. Who are they playing right now? Oh, you said earlier.
North Carolina A&T. Yeah,
Two in school.
they were starting to smoke them when
Oh,
we
really?
got hopped on, when we hopped on here.
Oh,
So
nice.
Yeah, they hadn't scored since like 6:36 mark in the second quarter or something like that. But so you go to Providence, man. What were you always? What'd you major in?
I was a communication media major at Providence.
Was that
So,
always your thing?
yeah. So I did,
Okay.
I hosted a radio show at Providence, like a sports talk radio show, and then I did broadcasting for men's basketball and men's ice hockey for 4 years.
Okay.
Mainly, I eventually just got to men's basketball. I started in both and then I moved to just men's basketball. So I did color commentating freshman and sophomore year for men's basketball and then on the radio. And then I did play by play junior and senior year for men's basketball. So always sports, always sports,
Yeah.
always
Yeah.
sports.
I was a sports management major at Marshall, but I never finished. I should have, but I had too much fun and it just
Yeah.
didn't end up going. I wasn't studious enough.
Fair enough.
So I just really, and I was like, I'll go back when I'm ready. And then I never did.
Never went back. What do you do
No.
now?
I run food and beverage for a
Oh.
Marriott. Yeah. I'm like
Nice.
food and beverage director for Marriott. It's not bad. This is what fuels me, keeps me going. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
The
like it. I
passion.
like it.
Yeah, the passion.
Well, COVID did that to people. They like when
Yeah.
people start a podcast, now there's like 85,000 different podcasts. And I kind of
Yeah.
like it, right? Because you have like a lot of people in the Bills community are like a lot of the content creators that are not like credentialed, right? Like not Bills beat reporters that work for a newspaper or a news station in Buffalo, like just random guys that started a Bills podcast, like their teachers and all that kind of stuff. And I worked for a company called Built in Buffalo when I was in college for 2 years. And I hosted like a weekly bill show and all that kind of stuff. And it was founded by two people that work normal 9 to 5 jobs that just love the Bills and wanted to talk
Right.
about the Bills, created a brand. And I did a show for about 2 years. And then when I got a full-time job after college, just got didn't have the time to do it. But I like that. Like COVID kind of started that. And Bills, there's a lot of Bills content creators out there and that have 9 to 5 jobs and then just that are not even in sports. They could be like in whatever, right? And
Yeah.
then they do the Bill stuff on the side. And Virginia Tech has that as well as too, but COVID kind of jump started that. So one of the few benefits of COVID.
Yeah, no, I would agree there. Actually, are you familiar with Corey Chavis? Played for the Vikings.
Corey doesn't.
He played a long time ago. He was really good though. But he worked. He started calling games for CBS Sports Network for college football, and
Okay.
he was at my bar at the airport. He was delayed, so I had him for like 2 hours, and we were talking ball, and he was like, "Dude, why the hell are you doing this? You should be doing what I'm doing." And it kind of like put the battery in my back. So several years later, when I was like, I saw all these podcasts and I was listening to them, and I was like, I can do that. Like, so I just started one with a buddy of mine, and now he's no longer with me. He's alive, but he's not like a part of the podcast. Yeah, it's just me now. But yeah, it's been fun. Like, it's a good outlet, especially when things are bad. Sometimes, like, I hate rehashing it, but at the same time, it's always good to talk about it. And I think the podcast generation, like, there's a lot of like people that kind of look at it funny, but I think you get a lot more transparency now from your current athletes and coaches versus just like your buttoned up coach speak. So now you're starting to get more honest answers and more candid conversations, which I think is good for everybody who consumes it.
No, I love it. I think it's a great source, and it's like you're not your typical like beat reporter or which is they're fine. The beat reporters are great and they do a great job, but it's like a different outlet from a fan perspective, which is sometimes good.
Oh, yeah. How did you
So
get with NBC, man? The Peacock, dude.
yeah, so NBC Sports has their main studio or main office is in Stamford, Connecticut, which is about 30 minutes from where I live. So when I graduated December of 2023, and I just started applying for jobs, right? Like I was applying for some news, sports anchor jobs across the country. I was applying for jobs at ESPN, CBS, Fox, NBC. Just happened to get it, right? So I worked on the Olympics. I worked on college football, a little college basketball, a little golf, All American Bowl, all that kind of stuff. But I did a lot of college football in the fall. So it's not exactly what I want to do, but it's something that I think it's a good starting job for me. And I've been at it for like 10 months. So I enjoy
Okay.
it. Yeah, I've only been out of school, it will be now 2 years, but No, now a year. Would have been out of school for a year or a year and a couple months. So, yeah, can't complain.
Don't worry, one day you'll wake up and it'll be 10 years.
Yeah,
So,
I'm not looking forward to that. But look, we don't do any ACC football,
yeah.
which is disappointing. I did a lot of Notre Dame games, and then I did a
Well, that
handful of
makes sense.
Peacock games, which was like I did like a Washington, I did Washington and Washington State, which was cool. Apple Cup, I worked on that. Worked on Washington, Penn State, which was cool. Who else did I work on? Michigan State, Indiana. So Indiana was good, right? Obviously, they made the playoff, which was cool. And then a
Yeah.
bunch of Notre Dame games, like when Northern Illinois upset Notre Dame, I worked on that game. That was crazy. And then when Notre Dame obviously went on their run, we worked on a lot of Notre Dame games. So no ACC. There's a couple ACC teams mixed in there when they play Notre Dame, but no ACC versus ACC, which is a little disappointing. But I would love to work on a Virginia Tech game.
Are you on site when you do
No.
this? No.
And most of my work, because it's more of an entry level job, right, is I prep. So I'm more of in the pre-production stage. So
Gotcha.
a game's on Saturday. My busy time is Tuesday, we'll say Monday, Tuesday to Friday, right? And then Saturday is kind of light. But then the second half of my team, Saturday is busy, right? Like, so half of my team were really busy during the week, and the other half of my production team is very busy during the game. So I work on the pre-production and post-production of it. So during the game, I don't do much, but I do all the kind of, you watch a game, right? And you see it's Virginia Tech, Virginia, right? And they show a flashback highlight from whatever iconic moment in the rivalry, right? And you know, like I'm the one that puts together that type of highlight, right? Or if
Okay.
Virginia Tech beats someone the week before, I'll put together that highlight pack saying this is what Virginia Tech, and then now it's just like, yeah, Virginia Tech's coming off a win against Georgia Tech, and then they show the highlights, right? All those highlights I create. I find the video, I put together, make it 20, 25 seconds, and then all those like photo packs, like you know when they sell like a kid was one of the players was adopted when he was 5 and all that kind of stuff, and they show a picture with him with his family. I'm the one that goes and finds that photo, puts the graphic on it with his name, with his family name, so all that kind of stuff. So I do like kind of like the asset collection, content, edit, all that kind of stuff for the broadcast on Saturday.
Do you do Sunday Night Football at all?
I do not.
No,
Not at all. I did
not
one foot.
yet.
Not yet. I did some, if you work on Sunday Night Football, get ready to hate yourself from August to February.
I
It's
bet.
like 75-hour weeks. Like they're nonstop. They're always working. Your weekends are gone because you're busy Saturday and Sunday. Good thing about college football, I get to watch college football in the studio on Saturday, right? And then I'm off Sundays
That's
because I love
tight.
the NFL. So it works out really nice. But I did one NFL game. I did the Madden cast. Did you see that on a
Oh,
Peacock this year?
yeah.
When they did like Chad Ochocinco and like Kurt Benkert. So I worked on that. So me, after college football ended around Thanksgiving, or the regular season ended around Thanksgiving, NBC doesn't do any postseason football. Like they don't do any bowl games, and they don't do any postseason college football. Excuse me. They don't do any bowl games, and they don't do any playoff games. Right. That's all. It's like ESPN, a little bit of TNT, and all that kind of stuff. So my team for 3 weeks prepped for the Madden cast on Peacock. So I worked on that. So I was playing Madden. I was getting Madden clips. I was creating Madden highlights, all that kind of stuff. And then we worked on that for about 3 weeks. I got to meet Chad Ochocinco. He was a funny guy. That was a cool experience.
That does sound awesome. Golf wise, you get to do any of the golf stuff?
Slowly, just starting to emerge myself into it. But I love golf. Masters are coming up. I know NBC doesn't do
Yeah.
Masters, but
Nope.
the Players Championship was awesome.
It
This
was.
past, I'm a huge Rory McIlroy fan.
Oof.
You don't like him?
Never rooted for him.
He rubs people. I think you either really like him
I don't
or you
hate
don't.
him.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
There's like a bit between me and my buddy. He's a massive, like, he glazes Rory. Like, he loves Rory. So, like, there's like a whole bit where I'm like super aggressive about not liking him, but I really
Yeah.
don't have an issue, especially like Full Swing. He's awesome. Like,
Yeah.
on Netflix.
Yeah. He's an interesting personality.
I'm a Brooks Koepka guy.
Interesting. Do you watch Live
And
Golf?
no.
Okay.
So, I
My
was a
bad.
Brooks guy before Liv. I don't
Fair enough.
not watch Liv. I just never. Ever
It's
like I don't make it a point to be like, oh, Liv's on, go watch it like I do with like the players or the Arnold Palmer or something like that.
Yeah, I'll watch main and golf, main golf events. I'll watch the four majors, and then I
Yeah.
watched the Genesis. I watched Pebble, Rory won Pebble, obviously, and then I watched Arnold, and I watched the
Yeah.
players. But LIV Golf is weird. Like, the team format throws me off, and then like they only play 3 days of golf. The team logos make no sense. I think it's I don't it's just a weird
Yeah.
kind of thing. I don't need more. I love golf. I don't need two different golfs,
Right.
right? Like.
I agree.
And their ratings are terrible, dude.
Yeah,
Like,
they're
they're just.
coming back. Like, I feel like the LIV golfers are gonna end up
Oh,
back on
yeah, they're definitely
all
coming
the
back.
tour events. Yeah. Because I think it would be like Brooks. I'm not a Bryson guy at all. I used to hate him actually, but now like he's warmed. I've warmed up to him.
He's
I
cool
think
on
he's
YouTube,
like,
Bryson.
yeah, he's good. I think he learned from his ability to not connect with people, and I think he does a good job of connecting with people now. But I'm a big Max Homa guy, and he's on a generational stinker.
Oh my
Like it couldn't be
God.
worse.
Well, he finished second at the Masters last year, and then since then it's been for him and Victor Hovland have been horrible for the last year. And I like Victor Hovland a lot, but
Yeah.
they've both been bad. Ludvig Åberg's gonna win a major this year.
I
That's
think so. I
he
like
won the
him.
Genesis. I think Rory wins the Masters this year. I think he
You
gets it
think
done.
Roy's gonna do it?
I do a Masters
No.
podcast every year, right? For the last like 3 years, and I picked Rory to win it every time. And I'm just gonna keep doing it until he does it, if he ever does it, right?
Okay.
I'm just gonna keep doing it. I don't pick him to win anything else. I pick him to win that. But I think he wins. I think Ludvig Åberg wins one. I think Rory wins one. I don't know. I think Bryce has been playing some really good. I know Joaquin Niemann on the LIV Golf Tour, people love.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was cool to see Xander Schauffele last year win two majors. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I like Xander.
Yeah, like him a lot, yeah.
Ricky Fowler was always like my guy
Oh, yeah.
outside of Tiger. Like Tiger was my winning favorite golfer, and then I just
Yeah.
loved Ricky. And then when Ricky was like 8 under at the Players, I was like, "Dude, let's go!" And then he ended up like +11, and I was like, "How, dude? How do you in 2 days
Ricky.
you just completely like swung the other way?" But
Ricky's a funny golfer. Jordan Spieth, similar to him, like, you never know what you're going to expect. Like, Jordan Spieth with the
yeah.
Players, like, started, I think, round one last week with, like, a He went like double eagle birdie, like double eagle
Yeah.
or something. Like, he was like, you don't know what to expect from Jordan Spieth. And
He was 3 under and then he was even. And then he
yeah,
went back to 3 under. Yeah.
I just never know with him. It's hilarious. But no. LIV
I
Golf needs the handful of LIV golfers that are actually like really high level, like I would say
I
Rahm,
agree.
Brooks, Bryson, Cam Smith, maybe, and Joaquin Niemann. Those are the guys that need to come back. Everyone else is kind of irrelevant in terms of golf.
Yeah,
No
I
offense to
agree.
everyone. Like Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson are just names. Like,
Yeah.
quality of golf is not there for them anymore. They're
Nope.
names, but they're not like quality golfers.
Yeah.
That's the
Dustin
problem.
chose a different life. Dustin chose a different life for
Yes,
sure.
he did.
The
Yes,
Ryder
he did.
Cup is in New York. Are you going?
Probably not,
It's like
but
right there.
yeah, it's an it's a
Yeah.
Beth. It's like 45 minutes from my house. It's a Bethpage,
Yep.
right? Right. It's Bethpage, right? Yeah,
Yep.
yeah.
Those tickets are crazy.
Yeah. I can play Bethpage whenever I want. It's open to the public,
That's crazy.
but it's expensive and really hard to get tee times. I haven't played it yet. I do want it one time. I want to get a little better at golf. I'm a 13 handicap right now, which is a solid handicap. But like to play Bethpage Black, it's gonna. Might eat me alive.
You have your own podcast, though. Well, you have three. Or two. Two or three.
Two. I do two,
Two.
yeah.
But you're one, you've been putting out lists for the MLB season,
I
and you
have.
did not put Dansby Swanson on your shortstop list.
I definitely did. I did. He's 10.
Did you?
I got him at
He's
10.
you got him at 10? I thought JR had him at 10.
We both had him at 10.
And then he had Nico Horner on his second base list, but I don't know if I saw Nico Horner on your list.
I definitely had Nico Horner. I had Nico Horner at 6,
Ah,
and
see?
he had him at 3.
Yeah. I'm a
I
Cubs fan, if you couldn't
I get
tell.
that. When I tell you these lists are really hard,
Of
they're
course.
really hard. Like, I'm a Yankee fan, right? So I'm a baseball fan, but like I don't know. Some of these guys are just like I'm looking at these guys and I'm like, I don't even know like who half these guys are sometimes. I just find them so hard to kind of put together. But no, they're fun. They're fun. People
My
hate them.
prediction by the end of the year, Shota Imanaga will be on your list for pitchers in the NL. Him or Justin Steele? That's what I'm predicting. He's going to be in your top 10.
I like it. I like it. Did you watch the Tokyo series?
Yeah, I wish it would have been exhibition games instead of
Actual
actual
baseball
regular
games?
season games. But I mean, the
Did
Dodgers
you
are
guys
what they
lost? You
are.
lost both games, right? Yeah, you went over
Yeah,
to. You were
we
hoping
went
for a
like.
split.
Yeah, I was. And then like the first game, like ended up being like the last 22 Cubs batters got retired. Like it was
Oh,
ridiculous.
jeez. Yeah, I didn't watch
And
it.
the second game looked better, but we still had too many defensive errors. But I mean, Nico Horner didn't play. So like he's hurt. He's coming back from injury. So it was just kind of like, and it was just, I don't know. It was weird waking up at 6 a.m. to watch real baseball.
Yeah, the viewership did
But
great in Japan. They got 25 million viewers
good.
for that
I'm
game.
glad. I
They
think it's
like
great.
killed the ratings. They
Yeah.
did tremendous.
I think it's great. I think it should be exhibition games, but I think it's great because I just don't think it makes sense to. One, I don't like losing. It's hard to lose it. I mean, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. Like, they kind of
They
created a
lost.
monster out
Well,
there.
Yankees lost them to the World Series, so yeah.
Yeah. But, like, to go play two meaningful games and then come back for, like, another week of spring training just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird timing. Maybe they should have done it like in the middle of the year or something, but I don't know how you do that with travel
Yeah, but
and
they
all
do
that kind of.
London in the middle of the year. But I know it's a different animal than doing Asia.
Yeah, the Yankees played in London a handful of years ago. I was actually at Yankees game 4 World Series this past year. The one lone game they won in the 5-game series they lost to the Dodgers. So my first ever World Series game I got to go to, which was cool. But no,
That
the
is cool.
Dodgers are a wagon, and they just it's, the wagons doesn't seem like the wheels are falling off anytime soon.
No, they're only getting better.
It's baseball, so it's like you could definitely lose a baseball series in the playoffs, even if you're
Oh,
really
yeah.
good. It's just how it works. But they're going to be there, maybe not winning World Series every year. Like they're going to be you're going to have to get through them to win a World Series. If
Yeah.
either in the World Series or in the NLCS, like they're a wagon right now, and they're just going to keep adding players. So, like Freddie Freeman retires in a couple of years, they'll just add someone else.
Yep.
They're just a wagon and they're a well-oiled machine right now. So,
Yeah, if we don't extend Kyle Tucker, I'm gonna lose my mind.
I wanted the Yankees to get Kyle Tucker because
Oh, I bet.
when they lost Juan Soto, I was like, oh, let's trade for Kyle Tucker. I don't think the Astros really wanted to trade him to us. Like, I think that was kind of an issue. I hope you guys don't extend Kyle Tucker
So
for
then you can
my
just pay him.
so we
Yeah.
can just sign him. That's what I would do. But do you think the Cubs extend him or do they let him go to free agency?
They better not. I'll choke the rickets out. Like, I hate them.
Do you not like the ownership of the Cubs right now?
I think when you come out and say we're just trying to break even every year, when you made $568 million in profit last year, that's kind of
It's
hard to.
and you guys are in a big market. Chicago's a big market.
And it's Wrigley Field.
Yeah, you got to be careful how you guys how the owner phrases that
You
because
can't just like come in, like build it up, win a World Series. You know, you bring Theo in, like you win
yeah.
this World Series, and then you flounder the rest of the core years with that group, and then you trade them. I say for peanuts, but like Pete Crow Armstrong is going to be good, but like
Yeah.
they gave like Darvish was dealing when they traded him for nothing, and I was just like, they could have done so much more. I think like it's just. And now, like, they just kind of sit on their hands like we're
Well,
broke. And then they
you traded the
donated.
Yankees Cody Bellinger for nothing.
Yeah, we did. We
Nothing.
did.
Just so we
Nothing.
could, yeah, nothing. I don't even know who we gave up,
Yeah.
but it wasn't
I
anyone
love
anyway.
Belly. But Belly was a bounce back in Chicago because he was starting to. He wasn't
Yeah.
doing so hot. But
He
then.
expectations are high for him this year because
Yeah.
he's not replacing Juan Soto because he's not Juan Soto, but
Right.
he's going to have to be productive if the Yankees want to kind of get to where they want to go to. So a lot of expectations for Bellinger.
We kind of sold our soul for that World Series. So we traded Gleyber for Aroldis, and we ended up winning the World
Yep.
Series, which I'll forever be thankful for. It's the greatest sports moment in my life was watching the Cubs win the World Series because, I mean, it's been the biggest source of my sports pain like my whole life. was the Cubs just not ever getting it. And I've seen it close, saw it close, like legitimately one time in 2003. But like it finally happened and it was amazing. But then they kind of just like, we're like, okay, now we're good. We won one. And it's like, no, dude, like continue to keep this team good. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But we'll see what happens now. It seems like they're back on the trying train. So you just don't trade the people you trade for Kyle Tucker and then just be like, oh, we're just going to keep him for a year. Because you're not winning the World Series this year. So, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, extend him. That's how I feel. That's my pitch.
Yeah, no, he's a superstar or quasi superstar. So yeah, he's one of those guys you want to lock in long term.
No, absolutely. What are your Yankee expectations this year?
Before Gerrit Cole got injured, World Series, probably not anymore, right? Like, I think they're still going to win the division. I think they're still going to win the division. I don't know if they're, but the AL is not great. So, like, they could sneak their way into a World Series. Probably like 93, 94 wins. And, like, a little strong. 91, 92 wins and win the division. They're still super talented. Giancarlo Stanton's still coming back from injury right now. Like, he needs to come back healthy. They added Max Fried in the offseason. They added Devin Williams. They added Cody Bellinger. They added Paul Goldschmidt. They don't have a third baseman at all for some reason. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea, but losing Gerrit Cole for the season is a massive loss, right? Like, that's just one of the best pitchers in baseball. And I know Max Fried's very good, and their rotation after him is really good as well for the Yankees, but they needed Cole to be there if they want to compete for a World Series. I think that AL's not great. Right? You know what I mean? Like, in the NL, you have the Dodgers, you have the Padres, you have the Diamondbacks who are solid, you have the Cubs, you have the Brewers, and then in the NL East, you have the Braves, Mets, and the Phillies. AL doesn't have that. Like, the AL Central's not great. AL West is eh. AL East is probably the best division because I think Boston got better and the Orioles are
Oh,
good.
yeah.
But I think the Yankees still make the playoffs, and I still think it's kind of really wide open in the AL. So expectations, playoffs, and see what the heck happens. But for the Yankees, it's always World Series or bust. It's just how they run, even though they haven't won a World Series since haven't won a World Series since 09. Like, this is how they're wired. But the Gerrit Cole injury kind of hinders my expectations just a little bit.
Because of Twitter, I've been introduced to a lot of really good Yankee fans. So they kind of like are on my time. Like I see a lot of Yankee activity on my timeline. My buddy Trey, I think he had a Yankees podcast. He's awesome. This other dude follows him or covers him. Julian something. I can't
I
remember his
know.
last name.
Yep, I know who you're talking
Yeah,
about.
he's great. And then Sandra. I'm sure. Do you follow Sandra?
I
She's awesome.
don't.
She's a Yankees fan, but she just she's like a character. Like she's
Really?
great. But yeah, man, it's baseball is good. I'm glad like people are starting to get back into it again. I feel like the popularity is coming back. I feel like they do a good job with the young stars now versus where it used to just be they still marketed all the I guess once they realized Mike Trout wasn't trying to be the face of the league, they had to do something. So I feel like, you got the Japanese guys that are real popular now.
Yeah,
Obviously,
no, they're.
Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, like all these dudes, like it's good.
No, I think baseball's in a better spot now than they were a couple years ago. So the marketing, they've done a poor job over the years to unmarket players, right? Like, they just, like, Mike Trout kind of was not marketed. They didn't market him well at all. And also because he played for a team that wasn't good for a lot of the years. That's unfortunate, but yeah, he's one of those guys. Like, he's a superstar. So baseball's doing a little bit, like you said, they're getting better at marketing players, because like NBA markets their players, NFL does, college sports does a pretty good job now, especially with NIL. They can market their players a little more. So I think MLB's starting to figure it out a little, which is good, because baseball needs to come back. And I know they're changing. I know ESPN and base MLB are no longer after this year. But we'll see what happens there.
Are you an NBA guy?
Yeah, I'm a Bulls fan for the NBA.
Okay, I got you.
I am, and I am not. It's the sport drives me nuts a little sometimes. I like
The
college
discourse
basketball.
is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, the discourse stinks. I like college basketball way more than I do like the NBA. Like, it's not even in the same atmosphere when it comes to those two sports.
Right.
But yeah, I like the Bulls are whatever they are. I just the discourse is terrible. Like, I think all their players that are talk about the team, all the players that are former players, like the Charles Barkleys of the world, they just crap on the players. Like, I just like I don't know if like they're propping up the players how they're supposed to do. The discourse is bad. It's all like it's just a weird sport at times. But it's I think it's getting a little bit better now, but I'll watch it once in a while. But I'm not like it's not like college basketball is way better in my opinion. It's not even close.
Yeah, I think it's a better, at least college football is a way better live experience to me than the NFL.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that.
College basketball is fun live.
Oh,
NBA
yes.
games are a lot of fun. NBA games are a shit ton of
You,
fun.
who's your NBA team?
I don't have one. I
Okay.
just kind of like follow players I like. Like I'm a big Ant Edwards guy.
Yeah.
I love LeBron. Like LeBron, I was a massive Jordan guy. I could probably tell you everything about those 90s Bulls teams.
Yeah.
Like, just emphatic Michael Jordan guy, and then it's kind of like where the Carolina love came from. I know Tech fans hate when I talk about that because I don't really talk about it,
I'm
but
assuming they do.
yeah. But at the time, like Tech was Big East, Carolina was ACC, and they never had any sort of
Yeah.
overlap. But I've never been one to really switch up teams, otherwise, I would not be a Cubs fan. But yeah, it's just like I just like. It was like Jordan, Iverson, then I loved LeBron. I was not a Kobe guy. I respect Kobe. Kobe was amazing. Rest in peace. But
Yeah.
I was never like Kobe's one of my favorite players. I like always was like on the opposite end of that.
Interesting.
But yeah, now I think it's in a great place. Like Tatum's great, Brunson's
Yeah.
great, SGA, Wimby,
Jokic.
Ant. Yeah, Jokic is he doesn't care about it. He's on Mike Trout.
He
Generational
has,
player doesn't give a damn
he's gonna be
about.
one of those guys that's gonna retire early, and
Yeah.
then we're never gonna hear from him again.
Yeah. And obviously, like Steph, Virginia kid, his dad grew up
Yep,
like
should have went to Virginia
45
Tech.
minutes from where I'm from. Yeah. Yeah. Funny
That's different.
story. One of my friends, she went to Alabama and she was like a student intern for like the news, like the media stuff there for Alabama. And College Game Day was there, so Seth Greenberg did a press conference, and she was like, what should I ask him? And I was like, yo, ask him. A bunch of us were like, yo, ask him why he didn't recruit Steph Curry to
Oh,
Virginia
no.
Tech. So she asked him.
No, she actually asked him.
Yeah.
That's
It was
crazy.
the like I felt so bad that she actually asked him because I was like,
You didn't think she was
we
gonna.
set you up.
You didn't
No.
think she was gonna actually ask him.
No, but it was the last question that he took. It's like he was
Did
like
he
he just
walk
gave
off?
some he gave some answer and he left and I was like oops I was like can you get in trouble she was like no I was like okay good
What
but
was the
yeah
answer he gave? Just like a blatant, like
he
boring
was like
answer.
oh we did recruit him but they didn't recruit him
No, if they
and
recruited
then
him, he would have went to Virginia Tech.
yeah and then he had because he had the documentary years later where he was like all I ever wanted to do was play at Virginia Tech and they didn't offer me and I was like ooh
So
that's
they didn't
bad
recruit him. Or they might have gave him like a
no
preferred walk-on or something. And he was like, probably like,
something's
yeah, they didn't
Yeah,
recruit
it's
him. That's a lie.
yeah, and then it was even worse that they didn't go after Seth Curry, because Steph was already
Yeah.
Steph at that point. So you could have gone after Seth because he went to Liberty and ended up transferring to Duke, but you could have
And he
had him
was good at
first.
Duke.
Yeah,
Yeah. I met Seth Greenberg once at Mohegan Sun for a basketball tournament. I said, go Hokies to him, right?
yeah.
And he turned to me and said, they don't pay my contract anymore, and walked away. I was like, okay. So like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that information. I was like, that was
Like,
hilarious.
thanks for being an asshole.
I was like, thanks.
Yeah.
They don't pay my he like smirked and just like walked away. I was like, that's great.
Luckily, I've never had a bad experience. Like when I worked at the airport, I met a lot of people.
Yeah.
Bob Ryan and I talked for like 2.5 hours because his flight was delayed. That was pretty cool.
You just talk to people when their flight's delayed, don't you? Or
Yeah,
you
just
used
big
to.
Boston glove.
Yeah.
Or like I went to go get some gummies at the fruit stand or at the newsstand, and I run into like Kurt Warner, like stuff like that.
That's funny.
Like,
That's funny.
yeah. I got to meet Kyle Schwarber after we won the World Series. He came
That's.
for the he met they met Obama, I think. It was either Obama or I don't remember if it was Obama or Donald. at the White House for their celebration.
Yeah.
And then when he left, I guess it would have been Barack, because, yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, they met the president of the White House, and then they all took separate flights home
Yeah.
to wherever they were going. So Kyle Schwarber just happened to walk into my restaurant with his girl, and so I got to walk up and thank him for winning a World Series for my favorite team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and oddly enough, I got really drunk like after we won the World Series, and Chris Bryant's registry was online for his wedding, so like, I'm gonna buy him some Egyptian cotton stuff for his wedding. And like 3 months later, I got home and I had like a handwritten thank you letter from him and his wife
That's
for
awesome.
sending him. Yeah, I
Did you
still have
keep
it
it?
somewhere. Yeah, I have it somewhere.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm bad at keeping stuff like
Yeah, fair
autograph
enough.
stuff, but I kept that.
Fair
Yeah.
enough.
Well, man, Peter, dude, I appreciate you taking time on your busy ass Thursday to come on
No,
here
man.
and talk some random stuff about sports and everything else under the sun,
I
man.
gotta ask you a Virginia Tech question though.
Oh yeah, dude, ask away.
What's your early season win total next year? Because I think if they don't get to 7 wins next year, I'm gonna be pissed. I'm gonna be very annoyed because I was expecting this past year, like minimum 8 wins, right? Like I was
Yeah.
like, if you get to 8-4 this year, I'm okay. Anything above, great. And then they go 6-6, right? And just lose to Vanderbilt and lose to Rutgers and just not be able to win close games. I think if you don't get the 7 wins, I think people are gonna be very annoyed.
This past season was so unacceptable.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we went to Nashville, like me and my friends, we went.
Yeah.
We're like, we're gonna do, it's gonna be awesome.
Or you went to the
Yeah.
game, oh, Virginia Tech
Oh,
Vanderbilt.
I go all the time. But like, I was like, Nashville, Labor Day weekend. My birthday is
That's
always late August. So like,
yeah, it's great. It's
hey,
perfect
let's
time.
do it. Like, I haven't been to Nashville really as an adult.
Yeah.
So we went, we did 5 days, Wednesday through Monday. Had a generational run on Broadway.
Fair enough.
Made terrible financial decisions. I had to retest my blood work when I came back from the doctor because the first one was so messed up from being in Nashville. Like, they made me come redo it. And to sit in like 103 degree weather and watch that happen, dude, it was like a punch to the kidney.
It was horrible. I was at working because I was doing Notre Dame, Texas A&M, or was helping work on that, whatever it was. And I was watching the game, Virginia Tech game, and I was like, "What the heck's going on here?"
Yeah,
I
because
didn't see it coming at all. That was,
Vanderbilt ended up being okay. I mean, they had some
yeah,
really good wins, but still,
but
like,
no.
don't win, don't lose that game.
And then the Rutgers lost at home, blowing the
Yeah.
lead to Syracuse, blowing the lead to, did they blow the lead to Duke, or did they come back and just lose to Duke? They just came
We
back and
came
lost
back
to.
and lost to Duke. Yeah.
Who else did they lose to? They lost to Clemson with no offense, and now I'm forgetting their sixth loss. But off the top of
It
my head,
was well, Duke,
Miami. Oh, the Miami
Miami.
game. How the freaking
Oh my
forget? Oh,
God, dude.
don't start that. That play made no sense because they called it a catch on the field, right?
Yes.
And then they overturned it. So
Yeah.
that call should have been whatever they went with. There was not enough evidence to overturn it, right? Like, if they called it incomplete on the field, then it's an incomplete pass, right? But they called it a catch. I don't know what they saw to say that wasn't a catch.
Right.
So, like, you know how, like, they always say, like, they don't say confirmed. They say, what is it, stands, because they don't have enough
Yeah.
evidence to overturn it. That's what it should have been. But
Yeah.
if they called it incomplete on the field, then we would have nothing to worry, like, gripe about because it was an incomplete
Right.
pass. I don't know what they did there. That was horrendous. I was so mad about that.
Yeah, me too.
Because that at that point, like, you win that game, I thought the season could have turned around and we could have got to like 7 or 8 wins, and
Oh, yeah.
you and I would be talking about something literally completely different right now.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and they lost. Brent Pry needs to learn how to win close games.
1,000%.
1,000%. Like, that just can't happen again.
Yeah.
So what do you
That was
think?
a
Do they get to 8 wins?
eight.
I
Now
don't
I
think
don't
I don't.
know, 'cause like,
Their schedule gets tough at the end of the year
yeah,
next year.
they overhauled the roster. They I
They
thought
did.
at least via PFF. Shout out your guy Chris Collinsworth, I guess. He that's his company, right?
Yes, it
Yeah.
is. Yes, it
Now
is.
here's a guy.
Yeah.
Season. He they brought in, like, they upgraded the talent that left versus the talent that came in on paper is way more efficient. I thought they addressed some needs. The defense, they switched the strength and conditioning completely up, which is good. Chris Marva is gone. They added Siefkis from the Cardinals. I thought it was way out of left field, but I'm giving it a shot. Agree. And obviously Montgomery has a history of being really good as an offensive coordinator, so I don't know.
I like the OC hire.
What it's going to look like.
A little confusing to me, but I agree.
But I think it's to our advantage. I don't think we beat Shane, but like the fact that they have no idea what's coming, like you have to punch them in the mouth eventually. Like initially, like out of the gate, you have to punch them.
I would love to win a game that we're not expected to win.
Yes.
Right? Like when was the last time that happened?
A long time.
Like
We beat Ohio State in 2014. Well, no, they beat Carolina coming out of COVID. They weren't expecting.
Yeah,
Sam Howell,
I was a junior in college. I was watching that. Yeah. I remember watching that in my apartment. That was awesome when they won like 14-7, something like that.
Yeah,
finished like with 6 or 7 wins.
It was
bad. They fired Fuente that year.
Yeah,
I don't know how. And we were ranked that year, and we still fired Fuente that year, and then we lost to West Virginia. What a freaking mess. Their O line got better. Which is huge.
Yeah, man.
Their whole line last year looked like you and I blocking out there. Like it was
so bad.
It was so bad. The West Virginia O-line hire coach was a seems like a good hire, and they brought a couple of his guys over, which seems like a good idea. So I think three of them are going to start already. So
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think they got to get if they get the 7 wins, I'll be satisfied. I'm not going to be like jumping for joy here, but I'll be satisfied.
Yeah, 7, dude. 8 would be.
Oh, 8 would be. I would
euphoria.
Yeah, and then anything over 8 would be like if they beat South Carolina week 1, then I'm thinking 9 wins.
If they beat South Carolina, I'm getting off a whole lot of lies.
My brain is going to a different way, but what they need to do in the first 2 games. They play Vanderbilt week 2, right?
Yeah.
They got to at least win one of those. You can't lose both. Because if they lose both, oh my God, stuff is going to be very toxic. They lose both games.
It's going to be, might be like my final days.
Yeah, they got to, they got
here.
Yeah, they
just done.
They have to win both. They have to win at least one. So,
yeah. Crazy.
Virginia Tech football, it does that to you.
Yeah, dude. Providence basketball, though. What do you expect next year?
It's going to be a completely different roster next year. They're going to bring like 5 transfers in. Bryce Hopkins, who missed most of the year, who was their quote-unquote best players in the portal. They have 2 all-freshman Big East players that made the all-freshman team, first team, that are coming back, right? So they have 2 really good young players coming back. They have a veteran guard coming back, and then it's going to be those 3 guys mixed with about 4 or 5 transfers, and then mixed with 2 4-stars coming in. So they're going to go really heavy on the transfer portal. They have a ton of NIL for a small school, like a lot more than people expect. Like they're like 2 or 3 in the Big East in NIL with money they have. They have a ton of NIL money. It's starting to come in hot, so they're going to spend a lot. They expectations 20+ wins next year. They have to, because this is Kim English's 3rd year.
Yeah.
Right. He won 21 games his 1st year. Didn't make the tournament. 2nd year won 12 games. 3rd year is a really big year for him. He needs to find a way to go back to 21 wins. Like he needs to get 20+ wins and not make the NCAA tournament, but he got to compete for an NCAA tournament spot next year. That's kind of what I think. I don't know if they get to that. I think they're going to bring a ton of talent and they're going to spend a lot of money. So I think that their pieces could be in place. They just has to come together. That makes sense.
We need the ACC back.
And they
we
do
need the Big East back.
Yeah, the Big East got 5 teams. Big East got 5 teams.
Yeah, but we can't let the SEC get 13, 14 teams in the tournament.
Well, the problem with the ACC that 2 of the teams lost in about 20 minutes today.
No, that was terrible.
Louisville loses to Creighton, which is a Big East team, so I was happy about that. Yeah. But and then it was
Dougie McBucket's dad, dude.
Yeah,
McDermott.
Clemson loses to McNeese, scores 13 points in the first half, and then obviously wakes up, but a little too late. Like, that can't happen. Now it's just Duke. Yeah. Oh, and UNC, I guess. I forgot UNC still in it. But
UNC and Duke, that's it.
Yeah, the 2 teams that are always in it.
I think Duke's out. Elite Eight is where it's ending. Who would they play, Alabama? If Alabama makes it, is it Alabama Duke?
No, they would play. Yeah. They could play Alabama, they could play Wisconsin or
I like
BYU.
Nate Oates. I like Nate Oates over John Shire.
Fair enough.
And
Yeah,
then
fair
if
enough.
Hubert ever gets fired, I think Carolina should give Nate Oates whatever he wants.
Oh yeah, that's a huge job opening if you would see. Like Texas job is gonna open in a couple of days. I think they're gonna fire
Yeah,
Rodney
Will,
Terry.
they fired him already.
Yeah.
I think the tweet came out today. Well, the expectation is that it's hasn't been official, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, and I know Will Wade's going to NC State.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like and then Odom is going to go to UVA, most likely
Yes.
from VCU.
Yes.
So then you got the VCU job open, which is a mid-major, but it's like a very appealing mid-major job, I feel
Yeah.
like. And then
Yeah.
Villanova obviously is Villanova. They're going to get like basically if they whoever they want within reason, I think they'll get. You see what I'm
I think
saying?
people said either Willard from Maryland or Porter Moser from Oklahoma.
Okay.
That's
And
what the people are
then
saying.
Texas, they got money, so
I don't,
I think
Texas is gonna try to poach a guy from a big time school. Like they're gonna try to do what Kentucky did last year. And Kentucky tried to go in big and they kind of got shut down by a couple team player coaches and they went to go get Mark Pope, who I like from BYU.
The joke is that Buzz Williams might leave A&M because it's kind of like what he does. He doesn't stay anywhere very long. It'd be
Yeah.
kind of funny if Texas poached two A&M coaches in the same year.
That would be hilarious. He's from Texas though, right, Buzz?
Yeah, he's from Texas.
Yeah, that's why he left Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Wish he stayed around a little longer.
Oh, he was, they had some, like,
Good.
Greenberg always had players, but it just wasn't, like, Buzz, I think, was a way better coach
Yeah.
than Greenberg. And he could
100%.
recruit some too, yeah. The thing with Mike Young is he'll get a young guy in and he can develop them real well, but he can't keep them because they don't have the money. And then you got other schools like Vanderbilt, whoever, being like, we'll give you $500,000 to come here.
Yeah.
And then the
No.
competition is SEC.
100%. Awesome.
Yeah, dude. Peter, man, I appreciate it.
Of course, man. Anytime, I would love to come back on during the season and talk about Virginia Tech losing to South Carolina and Vanderbilt.
Hey man, hopefully we're having a different conversation than that, but
I hope so. Or it gets very
nah.
toxic.
Yeah, I'll definitely bring you back on maybe during the full swing of baseball season. We can get some baseball in
Yeah.
or
Of course,
something.
man.
Yeah. Do you follow college baseball at all?
A little, it's not big in the Northeast.
No, not at
Not
all.
at
It's a
all.
Southeast thing for
Like
sure.
Providence used to have baseball, and then they cut it maybe like 10 years ago. And it's not big at all. Like it's hard to compete.
Yeah.
Right? Like you guys down in the South start like in January and like December and playing like Northeast, you can't do that until March. And it's still cold right now. It was like 50 degrees today, 45 degrees today. Like
Oh,
you
it's like
just
74 here, yeah.
Yeah, no, like it was 65 yesterday, last 2 days, then it drops to like 45, 50. Like, how the hell are you supposed to compete in the Northeast? Like, you're really not. You have to have
Yeah.
a really state-of-the-art indoor facility, and not every school is going to have it, so it's tough. But yeah, not a huge college baseball fan. Virginia Tech's decent, right? Or no, they're supposed to be better.
They could be a lot better.
I don't know.
They have a lot of pitching issues.
Somehow I got on Twitter, I saw Virginia Tech fans complaining about their pitching coach, and I was like, what am I doing right now? Like, what
Oh,
am I looking?
that's been like that way for like a decade.
Really?
Yeah, he's not good.
It's the same coach?
Yeah.
Jesus. Huh.
Yeah.
But no.
They
Yeah.
need to
Yeah.
cut him loose, but they won't. I don't know.
Yeah.
They got to do something, but
Yeah. No, I'll definitely love to come on, talk some MLB with you. Of course.
yeah, dude, we'll do that midsummer price when it's like right around All-Star break. Might
Perfect.
recap the first half of the season.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Absolutely, man. Dude, I appreciate it for
Of
sure.
course.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, man, go Hokies.
Yeah, go Hokies.